Now you're fishing a boat like that now, they're fishing crab boats.
Bird dog.
Bird dog boats.
They call them bird dogs.
What's bird dog boat line?
That's just a boat about 20 feet long. Got a kicker up in the bow of it, kind of in the bow, and a net on the stern. Well, you strike the net and everything right off of the stern. Of course, we used to have to pull ours off with oars. You'd see if you fish, we'd have to get off, strike them with oars.
Sounds like hard work.
Man, that's the hardest work.
I need good work.
That's the hardest work and better
it's
ever done.
It's really easier doing now the way you're being there.
Do you ever do anything else beside of snatching ties and fishing, any other kind of work?
Yeah, I had to quit a few times. Go get me a job.
Oil and drag line
and working on a construction job on the road, building cement bridges. Up here on this 19th.
On the Hines Road. I mean the Mayo Road.
On Mayo Road, yeah. And with a wheelbar hauling that cement for 100 yards on a 2x4 from the place from the mixer to the way you poured it in at. And once in a while you get over about it and lose a wheelbar load of it.
I guess that was enough to make you tired when you got through
it. Yeah, nice. Man, I'm telling you.
You didn't start telling them what you done to start off with when we met, did you?
No, I didn't tell them that.
What'd you do then?
You dipped turpentine.
I dipped turpentine. First thing I done.
Do you know what that is?
I know what turpentine is. I don't tell me how you dip
it.
I don't know much
about
that.
You know, just have plates split, cut on the trees all the way up until it goes running turpentine and hang a cup on it. Go from one tree to the other and dip some out of a cup, get it all out of a tin cup, put it in the barrel. Put it in a hand thing and tote it to a barrel. I'll 75 cents a barrel. I might dip a barrel today if it done good. I got tired of that now.
I guess so.
I take off from here with a quarter in my pocket. I went to Lake Wales. And after a month, come back and got the old lady. We went down there, stayed with an uncle of mine, was a manager of a grove. Man, he started paying me big money, $5 a day, and the grove work. And after then, we got us a job in a cannon plant, you know, that's what grove work was kind of called it with.
How far is Lake Wales?
It's about 350 miles, I imagine.
Pretty good distance, isn't it?
Yeah, a long way.
How long did you stay down there?
I
don't know when you went down there, but we come back in March. We did stay about 4 months down there. I think we went down there in October.
I come back and went to fishing from there.
You mentioned that you had lived here all your life. Now, were your folks from this, were they born here too, or did they come in here?
Yeah, my folks were born